previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I saw this video posted by Dr. Claudia, and she says how to tell, you know, when people are rich in South Africa, and I had quite a bit of a laugh. This is what she said.
How do you tell if a South African is rich? Shopping at a grocery store and their trolley is full to the brim. He must be loaded.
Yeah.
You drive past a house and they have solar panels. Or they have a generator. Only the shops or restaurants have generators.
Oh.
Someone's house, imagine. They have a gas stove, so they can even cook during load shedding.
Just some of the signs.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Small signs.
I've got to agree with the full shopping trolley.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those in a very long time.
But like the big ones.
Not the small ones.
Yeah.
No, the big ones, I'm like, wow, what
especially
is your
when
life
it's like overflowing when it falls to the top.
And I must agree as well with the solar panels. I'm like, whenever I drive past my neighborhood, and sometimes they're like somebody's whole roof is full, like the entire roof on both sides, I'm like,
yeah,
sure.
There's more solar than roof.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, obviously lotto winners because...
What's that about?
Yeah, how do you tell someone's rich? You bath in a hotel, Martin.
Too soon.
Oh, is it? Oh, sorry.
So, do you agree with her? Is there anything else that stands out for you when you look at someone? For me, it's just... So, someone's living in a nice house, in a nice neighborhood... They have more than one child. Let's say they've got like two or three or four children.
Yeah. Mm.
And they all go to school, private school.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And then they have more than one car.
Yeah.
And they have big cars, either fancy buses or those really big SUVs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of pressure,
it's a
bro.
People mover. Yeah.
That is a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
No, I
and then
agree
you kind of you add it up in your head, don't you?
Yeah.
Think to yourself, bro, you must be owning this house. Must be pulling in like hundreds.
Ever do an overseas trip and sit next to a family?
In first class.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
I've seen that, and that is awful.
Oh, I gave
them, gosh,
that kills me.
I gave them an evil look the entire flight.
Like, thank you. Business?
When a 6-year old walks into first class, I'm like, what is a 6-year old doing in first class?
Anyway, for instance, we haven't thought about it. So,
not much.
You want to add to the list when you know, how do you tell rich people in South Africa? 084 850 0942. There are signs. So, we're talking about, you know, signs that people are rich in South Africa. That lady, Dr. Claudia, I saw her video on my timeline. She reckons when people have full trolleys. And sometimes you get those families that have got like two trolleys going.
Yeah.
Like,
can you know, imagine?
Yeah.
That's thousands and thousands of rands. I mostly just use that. I mean, God bless those smaller trolleys.
I love those smaller trolleys as well.
Make us feel better.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And also it's just it navigates better.
And also it's mainly just to actually hold my handbag so that I don't, it's not the basket and the handbag. It's not really to fill it up with anything. I'm like,
Me too. So, what are the signs that people are rich in South Africa? Do you agree with her?
You know those big buses or the big SUVs that you were talking about earlier? They are always filled to the first click at the petrol stations. And when you drive with them, if you have the privilege of going with them somewhere, you know, bumming a ride because you can't afford the fuel, their tank is always full. They always have a full tank petrol.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. When people fill up at the petrol station, or they always drive on F. It's wow.
I was driving around in a twin cab over December and I had to fill up.
And you
my goodness.
No, it's a lot.
Oh my goodness.
No, it's a lot.
Yeah.
When your first thought also at a petrol station is just fill it up. When it's not, can you put in 200 rand please? Because it's just towards the end of the week. Can you just put in 200 rand? Just get me there and back.
Do you realize that it's the only time we never ask for the price?
Never, ever, ever.
Tell me something. I'm gonna test now. Let me see how rich you are. How much is a litre of petrol, Felicity?
I think it's like 20 odd rand.
Oh, you don't even know. You don't care. You see.
No,
you see, there you go. There's a sign.
Yeah.
There's a sign right there, ladies and gentlemen.
So
Doesn't know, doesn't care, just fill it up.
No, I never say fill it up.
You don't know how much a litre of petrol costs.
Because I just use the 200, 300 rand option. Can you give me 200 rand?
You call it a mountain, that's what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm rich, give me 500.
Here's another question for you. How much is a litre of milk?
Okay, we don't drink milk in my house, so I really can't tell you.
You? Okay.
No, we don't drink milk.
Yeah. How much is lamb per kilogram?
Oh, no.
Depending where you buy and what the specials are.
What's the range, Anna?
Yeah, exactly.
Per kilogram.
Exactly. It could be, you know.
100 million rand.
Thank you. Yeah. To like 120 rand a kilogram, I think. Maybe.
120?
I would have gone 200 plus for a kilogram lamb.
Where do you shop the 120?
There was a really good
Whose lamb did you attack?
Did you acquire the lamb legally?
Don't ask me important questions like that. No.
All right, signs that people are rich in South Africa.
I saw the top of the ridge the other day.
This
is a new milepale bereik. It's in a state, and the kinders ride self school with golfkarretjies. Elke kind is a golfkarretjie.
Wow,
it's a thing.
It is.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's actually, I mean, yeah. Listen,
I don't know. That's
golf carts. It's a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
How expensive
golf carts
are? Golf carts these days. Have you seen the price of golf carts? It's ridiculous. It's small car prices. But yeah, the kids drive themselves around. I suppose you save on petrol. If it's an electric golf cart, you just charge it at home, I suppose.
But isn't it even more expensive, an electric golf cart? Isn't that more expensive than a petrol golf cart?
Well, the newer ones, I guess.
But now you're going to ask me how much is electricity
much
per
is
kilowatt hour?
Look, there are a couple of schools around that have parking lots for learners.
Golf carts, yeah.
No.
For the cars.
For the cars.
The cycles, the motorbikes, the golf carts, the cars, the SUVs.
Yeah. Couple of metric students. Right. You've seen it.
That's fine. No, of course. No, for me. 0848500942. Leave us your voice note. So saw this video on TikTok, I think it was, or Instagram. This lady was saying, you can tell when people are rich in South Africa. She mentioned things like a full trolley in this day and age. A whole full one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you shop once a month. Do people still do that? I'm the worst shopper ever. I shop every day or every second day. I'm terrible.
Yeah,
I don't know if people still do that. I think the shop for the basics, is something that people do like once a month. But then obviously for fresh vegetables and meat and that kind of stuff, people will do that more regularly.
Because we don't have fridges.
No, but because things also go off. I find sometimes it feels a lot quicker.
Wastage is a thing.
Yeah.
If your fridge makes water and ice. Also?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I'm impressed.
Yes.
Which other signs are there that people are rich in South Africa?
So listen, if you see a V8, any kind of V8 vehicle, actually especially a double cab on the road, those people are loaded. Because do you know what it costs to fill that car? And then they still drive fast as well.
3 Ks per the litre.
Yeah, a V8.
Get in.
Ooh.
Yeah, Nenex, you know.
Sounds expensive.
Forever going away on holidays every weekend.
I tell you what, Felicity, caller. I mean, always away. Last year you were overseas how many times?
Mm-hmm.
Like it was, no, it's a thing.
Randomly.
No, it's a thing. Right?
Yeah.
People that have those super fluffy, extra large bath towels. I mean, that stuff is a fortune.
Oh.
But I'm talking about those thick, luscious ones.
Ah.
Or when they have those bath mats that are so thick, you lose your feet in there when you step out of the bath.
Oh, the memory foam bath mat.
Yeah.
And an extra, what do they call it? Not towels.
Bath sheets.
Yes. Bath.
I will say this, though.
Sheet.
Spoil yourself.
Yes.
What a bar sheet.
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Spoil yourself.
But you can't buy only one. That's a problem because now it doesn't match anything. So now I have to buy more than one.
You buy two.
Who are you?
No, you can't just have one mismatching towel. That's weird.
What do you mean?
No, that's very odd.
Oh, and what must it match with?
With the rest of your towels.
Oh.
Guys.
No, it's a lot of pressure.
No.
How rich are you?
multiple times overseas.
Goodness
doesn't
me.
Care what petrol costs.
Matching
bath sheets.
You don't have mismatching bath. Guys, that's weird.
Who would know?
Yeah,
you do. You see it in your bathroom and then your eye.
Don't
only
mind.
Only me.
No.
I don't mind.
Doesn't bother me at all.
No.
No.
Please. At all. Absolutely not.
She looks so shocked.
I'm horrified. I'm absolutely
she's not
going
to talk to us again. Oh.
She literally now made us feel like absolute
poor
peasants.
this is escalating. Help.
You know the kind of people that loads their bucket full of liquor at the end of the year. Mm. How do they afford all that liquor? Nevertheless, how do they drink all of that?
Well,
that second part is not
by with a little help from my friends.
We can help you there. How do you tell rich people in South Africa? A lot coming in. All true.
Every single one of them makes me go,
When you buy little sliced pieces of processed meat that only come when they count it for you, you know it's expensive.
Oh.
Yeah, when it says four pieces of, and it's individually wrapped. Have you noticed? when they count it for you, and you're like, yes, I'm going to have two sandwiches from this. This is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my 80 rand. Yeah, here's my 80 to 100 rand. Take it from me.
Yeah.
Give me those. Give me those four thinly sliced. And then also they're sarcastic. Yeah. Sometimes they say wafer thin. That's... I don't think it's ever a selling point. I don't know.
Basically see-through. Non-existent. In essence.
Transparent.
Of whatever that thing is.
Wafer thin, transparent sheet.
There we go.
Of animal.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat now.
Sliced thinly.
Yeah. Slivers.
I feel
ooh,
like,
slivers.
I feel like a ham sandwich, but I don't want like a... It's not like a wafer thin, like a tiny, tiny piece.
I want a suggestion of ham on my sandwich.
Just, yeah. No, not a whole lot. Just, I don't know, four over the next 2 days.
I like Michael's one. He says, having a bra in the middle of the month, in the middle of the week is a little disrespectful.
Yes, like, bro. Yeah. With more than one meat.
Oh.
Chops, steak,
and divorce.
Yo, that's nuts, though. Who are you even?
Yeah. Okay, how do you tell people are rich in South Africa?
For me, I always know someone's rich when they talk about, we're just going to the family farm for the weekend.
No.
I don't know those people. How do you know those people? Where did you meet these
people? The
people
who go plaster.
Also, I've also noticed that when someone comes with a number after their name, have you noticed?
The third.
The second, the third. Cool. Or there's a senior and a junior.
Oh, yes.
And you have to point it out, right?
I think you are very rich if you are not at work. If I am booked off for the day and I go get medicine and you are shopping, if you are not at your designated workplace, I think you are rich.
Do you know what? She's right.
Morning show people.
But
don't,
I know.
Don't get carried away.
But I still think that, though, even though I work on the morning show, I'm still like, if I see you in the shops and I'm at the shops, I'm like, ooh, look at you.
Why are you here?
Yeah. Or at gym.
Yes.
You're like gymming at 11 o'clock in the morning.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And you've done your makeup for it. You've literally done makeup for gym.
Yeah.
That's not quickly going to gym and then going back.
I mean,
to
have you ever left here after a show, walk into a shopping center to go get something and at those fancy coffee shops and it's just
it's full.
Yeah.
Packed.
It is full. Also, if you're buying like anything above Americano.
Yeah.
At a coffee shop.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
With milk alternative.
Oh.
I'm gonna have an almond milk cappuccino. Thank you very much. Grande.
Just say you're wealthy. Just say there.
There we go.
The price of a car tire.
That's right. What name can I write on the cup? Hold on. What is your name again? It's my assistant. Nigel. Right, Nigel. honey, what's the driver's name today?
When they are plain, simple, dressed down to earth, they don't buy a lot at once. They just buy what they need because Rich people are rich for a reason, because they don't overspend. It is the people who cannot afford it. They are the ones that max out that credit card.
Talking about clothing. When you're rich, you call it vintage.
That's true.
When you're not so rich, you just call it old.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.